MissouriNet News, I'm Jason Taylor. Special elections will be held November 7th to fill vacant Missouri State Senate and House seats. Lee Summit Republican Senator Bill Krause is leaving office after being appointed to the State Tax Commission by Governor Greitens. Kansas City Democratic House member Randy Dunn has also resigned to work elsewhere, as has Dexter Republican House member Tyler Hubrecht. The special elections will be held to fill the seats they're vacating. Missouri might be the only state that reimburses counties for a portion of a defendant's entire local jail time if an offender goes to state prison. Platte County prosecuting attorney Eric Zahn contends that there's no financial incentive to send someone to prison.
Someone who receives a prison sentence, but that prison sentence is suspended, and that the execution of the sentence is suspended, the county is still reimbursed.
The Council of State Governments Justice Center says 85% of women and 69% of men newly admitted to a Missouri prison are there for nonviolent offenses. Missouri's Attorney General is reportedly creating an exploratory committee for a possible U.S. Senate bid next year. Brian Housworth has the story.
Missouri's Josh Hawley is the youngest attorney general in the nation. Sources tell the Washington Examiner that Hawley will file the federal paperwork tomorrow. Former Missouri Senator Jack Danforth, who served 18 years in Washington, has been urging Hawley to run for the Senate in 2018.
He really is an unusual, I think, once-in-a-generation political talent. He's very bright. He's very able and broad-gauged.
Danforth tells MissouriNet that Hawley is a constitutional scholar who is committed to the Constitution. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is seeking her third term. McCaskill campaign manager David Kirby has released a statement accusing Hawley of breaking his campaign promise. Brian Houseworth, MissouriNet.
The driver of an asphalt truck that crashed into a Kansas City freeway barrier Tuesday has been charged with DUI. The truck crashed into a bridge barrier, which continues to dangle over a roadway below. MoDOT says the left lane of the freeway will be closed for 2 weeks during repairs. A battle over Missouri's new right-to-work law is in the courts. Unions are trying to get the statute before voters, while business interests are trying to get language that would appear on the ballot thrown out. Missouri AFL-CIO head Mike Lewis says the language being proposed is a clear legal representation of what voters would be casting a ballot for.
The Constitution and the statutes say specifically that the people have a right to vote no and say no, we don't accept what the legislature passed and what the governor signed.
A group of Republican right-to-work supporters claim union efforts against the law have led to physical violence. They're holding a news conference today to discuss the issue. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is MissouriNet News.